the Herald of Christ's Kingdom, January-February 2025. The theme of this issue is Developing the Priesthood. In the beginning. This Developing the Priesthood issue reminds us of what we must learn now in order to become a priesthood to bless all families of the earth in Christ's kingdom. The priesthood typified explains how the Levitical priesthood foreshadowed the faithful church. The priests sacrifice before blessing the people. Seven characteristics today's priests in training must develop are outlined in Priests to Be Good and Honest Examples. Be the example you would like to see. The world will learn by our example. Priests to Teach What is Good summarizes the most fundamental Christian beliefs which apply to all times, then notes a few specific to a particular century or more. Freely teach the gospel. We must develop compassion, which is the lesson of priests must learn sympathy. Only then can we be sympathetic to the world in Christ's kingdom. Priests must develop self-control, suggests ways to develop the self-control essential in overcomers. Nadab and Abihu are the horrible example. How we are to fill up that which is lacking in the afflictions of Christ is explained. Priests must be faithful provides lessons from both good and bad Levitical priests, and especially from faithful Jesus. Priests must develop mercy and love, which are more than just feelings. They are recognized in the actions they prompt. Need mercy? Give mercy. Loving God includes loving people, all for whom Christ died. In Christ's earthly kingdom, people will not only remember the good or evil we did, but also how our lives were changed for good. The priesthood to bless the people reminds us how we are to train now to later teach the world to be grateful to God and to want to honor Him. A great multitude also serves, shows why the great multitude is not to be numbered. They will have stumbled at times, but will ultimately overcome. They too will serve in the kingdom of Christ. Before Jesus Christ was resurrected, the only one to serve the Lord as both king and priest is described in Melchizedek, priest and king.